Welcome to the meeting of the Programming Committee of the Pacifica National Board. I'm John Riley. I'm going to be chairing this right now. And we want to ask the secretary to do the roll call. And Nancy, can you do the roll call?
Okay. From KPFK, Steve Pride. Steve, are you here? I'll come back to him. Can I hear you?
We have no pride at all.
Rodrigo Argueta, he's absent. Kim, Fred Klunder, absent. Serene Roberts from BAI.
Present.
And John Riley from BAI.
Present.
John Riley, present. Nancy Sabra-Nighton from KPFT, present. Adriana Casanaya, please. Adriana, absent. George Ryder. Absent. We're done. So we have. We need Steve. Where is Steve?
Well, I'm here, but I've got to hang up. There's something on this line that is just really hurting my ears.
Oh, is that Steve?
Yeah, but I've got to go. This is.
But please. Wait. I'm calling your name. Thank you. You're here.
You didn't call Jim
Brown.
We have
form.
Jim Brown.
Present.
Present.
Yes. And Benito Diaz?
Present.
Jim Brown and Benito from WPFW. And Eric Ramey?
Present.
And then Lauren.
Seven.
Okay, excuse me. Hello. This is Vanessa from WPFW. I didn't hear my name.
Okay, Vanessa. From Vanessa Dixon Briggs from WPFW.
Yes.
Good. Great. We have eight. That makes four. I mean, more than four.
And Lawrence is here, too. So I didn't hear my name called.
Who is that?
Lawrence. Lawrence Reyes. I didn't hear my name called.
Oh, were you elected to the programming?
Yes.
Oh, welcome. Great. Okay.
So, with the point of information.
Yes, go ahead, Anita.
Could Nancy read off the names of those who are absent again, please?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you. Nancy, read what?
Can you read off the names of those who are absent?
Oh, those who are absent, okay. Rodrigo Argueta. Mm-hmm. Fred Klunder from KPFK. And from KPFT, George Ryder and Adriana Casanave.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Kim.
Yeah, there it is again. I've got to hang up.
Serene, go ahead.
Mr. Klunder is not on the committee this year, 2015. That's why we have Steve Pride and Lawrence Reyes. They're the delegates who are on the committee. I just wanted to correct that. This is a state of flux that we're in between some LSBs having completed their 2015 committee elections and most not having completed it. So it gets a little dicey when you're trying to figure out who's where.
Okay. Well, thank you for that point of information. And Nancy, can you, this is a continuation meeting because there were no objections at the last meeting to it being such. And can you briefly state the three agenda items?
Okay. Three agenda items. The agenda items of last time was the first was about the program council, what we were going to do about that. But we spent a lot of time on that. And then Spanish language task force updates, Rodrigo presented. And then we were doing underwriting with Eric. I think Eric was motivating that one. And then so that one may not be finished yet, I'm not sure. And then the in-person PNB conference is a live broadcast. And then national programming, which Serene Roberts had asked to postpone it until this meeting. She had to leave. That's it.
Okay. And Nancy, can you briefly summarize?
What did you say?
Summarize the discussion on the underwriting, or should we just have a couple people say what their recollection is?
I'm sorry. John?
Yes, Serene.
The last call where I could not stay on, but I did join to make sure that you guys could have quorum. I had asked about national programming and also programming partnerships. So, assuming there's time tonight, if we could do both.
Okay, is there any objection to that?
What was that again, please?
National programming, which Nancy mentioned, but also programming partnerships.
So you want to add that to the agenda?
Yes, please.
So, is there any objection to adding that to the agenda? Hearing none, it's added to the agenda. In terms of the national programming discussion, I did remember that, in terms of the underwriting discussion, it seemed that there were different ideas about what underwriting was, and that we were, George, I think Benito just mentioned a few minutes ago that George was going to try to provide us with the resolution, I think you said, from the KPFT local station board that enabled this limited underwriting to occur, which does not take any funds from commercial entities, but only from non-commercial entities. Is that right?
Yes.
And there was discussion about from WCFW, someone, forgive me, I don't remember the name, was talking about underwriting in a different context. So my understanding is that with KPFT, they had sort of a commercial that would come on that would be defined in amount of time, maybe a minute or half a minute. The WPFW model was, well, there was a discussion about whether it's appropriate for programmers to take underwriting, and that somehow that connected with pledge goals. So I didn't quite fully understand that.
Eric and the stack.
So anyway, that's what I recall, and we can proceed from there. Do we want to set any time limits on these items for underwriting or the in-person PNB live discussion, the national programming, and the programming partnerships? Do we want to shoot for 15 minutes for each and then add a few minutes if we need?
Yeah.
A point of information, Nancy?
Yes.
Since we did have a lot of time, not a lot, but we did discuss some on underwriting, could we have a little bit less time on underwriting and more time on the national the other items on the thing? So I would like to ask Eric how much time he thinks he would like to have.
Okay. So, Eric?
I'm just curious, how did I get to be the focal point? I mean, I can just comment briefly on what happened at BFW. I mean, for me to respond, it would take less than 90 seconds.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Well, before we proceed into the discussion, does it make sense to maybe have this discussion be 10 minutes and then the others 15 each? Is that satisfactory, Nancy, since you had an objection?
I have no objections. Okay.
Okay. Benito, to the stick for a minute.
Okay, so just to resolve this, if they're hearing no objection, we'll spend 10 minutes on this item and then 15 on subsequent ones. Unless...
15 on what?
15 on the in-person PNB broadcast, national programming, and then the programming partnerships. Okay. So if I don't hear any objections, we'll go with that.
Serene?
And Benito to the stack as well.
Yeah, Eric to the stack.
Okay, so Serene, Benito, go ahead.
So I missed the meeting a couple of weeks ago when you all were discussing underwriting, but I think since it's a committee and we get deeper into things, hopefully, that underwriting maybe should get another 15. People always want to say something. And I don't know what Nancy's intention is for the in-person thing, but for the national programming, I would like us to do at least 20 minutes.
For 20, and then what about the program partnerships?
You know, so 25 and 20 for national programming and maybe 15 for national for programming partnerships. Then.
Okay, so 20 for national programming. So the in-person PNB, how many, Nancy?
Excuse me?
Is 15 minutes adequate for the in-person PNB?
Okay, I did not hear what Serene suggested for in-person. I couldn't hear how much minutes.
She didn't. I'm asking you, since it's your
I would like to ask, I have a question. When is that thing? I mean, if it's going to be delayed more, we can just put it at the bottom then.
No, we should go ahead and do it. We're looking at May. We're looking at mid to late May.
Okay, how about 10 minutes?
Okay, 10 minutes. Okay, and
I just have a point of information.
Yes.
Are we not wasting a lot of time? I mean, we're killing minutes and minutes and more minutes even discussing this. That was just a point of information. I mean, we've been discussing how many minutes for probably almost 7 or 8 minutes.
No. Since I'm watching the clock. Actually, for 2 minutes.
Is that all?
Yeah. So now it's 9:16.
So let's proceed with the underwriting. I think we said 10 minutes. So
before we get started, Benito, just 1 minute.
Okay. Okay, so Benito, well, Eric was, well, let's see. So Eric was first and then Benito.
Should I go right now? You ready for me?
Go ahead.
There was just such a heated exchange last week or about 10 days ago at PFW. I mean, the blowback was overwhelming. And an official announcement came down that the programmers had no authority to engage in any type of underwriting on their own or any kind of relationship with somebody else who might underwrite their program. And it further said, this came down from the interim program director, Katia Stitt, and she further claimed that there was no underwriting at all going on, even though an announcement had been set on the air, but that's the official position of the station. And depending upon what day of the week you speak to somebody, we do have it or we don't have it, but further explanation came from her that an official policy has not been developed. There was no comment that one might be developed or one would be developed, but the blowback is just overwhelming, so it's just sitting dead in the water right now, I would say that. That's the official response from WPFW.
Okay.
Official response is no response.
Okay.
Or no further comment, I should put it that way.
Are you finished?
I am. Thanks.
Okay, Benito?
Yeah, actually, I was trying to get on the floor before we begun substantive discussion of anything. I just want to spend 5 minutes to somewhere in this agenda. I don't care where, it could be at the end, but just to spend 5 minutes to go over the items that we have discussed in the last 3 minutes. I mean, last three meetings, since this is the second continuation meeting. And so we can talk about follow-up on those issues that we have gone through so far, which would basically be the program council and the Spanish language program. So I think we need to go back over those and say something about how we're going to follow up on each.
Okay.
I'm terribly sorry. Point of information.
Go ahead, Serene.
Right. I'm sorry. I need to ask Benito to repeat what he said. I couldn't quite understand.
I'm sorry. Okay. I was just going to suggest that somewhere on the agenda. Can you all hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Somewhere on the agenda, even if it's at the end, I don't really care so much. But we need to go back over the two other items which we have discussed previously in the last two meetings and decide on some type of action to follow up on those, which is the Spanish language programming and the program council resolution. I would imagine we would do the same thing about those items that we discussed tonight.
Doreen,
go ahead.
Okay, so I know that there are someone I know, I can't remember who, always used to do what's called like action items at the end of the meeting, where they sort of summarize the things that people need to act on. So would that do it for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe, you know, the last 15 minutes or so, or even 10 minutes can be devoted to that.
That's fine.
Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, it's 10 additional minutes for action items. Okay, so I think Benito was on. Okay, you've already spoken, Benito. So, Rita, did you have something?
On underwriting, I do. You know, when the PND met in D.C. last February, we actually had a presentation by Ursula Rudenberg, who's the coordinator of the affiliates program, the 200 community and college stations and so forth that carry various Pacifica programs. And she talked about underwriting, and I'm forgetting the acronym right now. Maybe someone else remembers, but a number of our affiliate stations had approached her looking for ways to supplement their on-air fundraising and generate income for their stations. And there was talk of an underwriting program, and I don't think anything has been happily resolved. I know that a number of people on the board were unhappy with the idea of underwriting, even if you had strict criteria for the kinds of organizations or groups or whatever that would sponsor it, because they viewed it as a sort of slippery slope and felt that, well, if we as Pacifica, the five stations, don't do underwriting per se, why would we, quote, authorize it for our affiliate stations? You know, if it's not good enough for us, why is it good enough for them? And so my memory of where we left that is not terribly clear, but I know that underwriting continues to be an issue. And I remember when we were in Houston in November 2013, there was some talk of a limited underwriting project slash experiment that had been tried with a few small groups, and I don't remember getting much detail on it, so I don't know where that stands. And I'm sorry, I did not get a chance to listen to all of our last meeting, so the whole underwriting discussion that you guys had a couple of weeks ago, I'm totally like unaware of what was discussed or decided, so I apologize for that if I'm being repetitive. But you know, it's not a settled issue within Pacifica. I do want to say that I do not think that individual programmers should be able to go out and make their own underwriting arrangements. I think that absolutely has to be even serving as a radio partner or a broadcast partner in certain events has to be done under very clear, uniform rules. Not that, you know, people are necessarily, not that people necessarily have bad intentions, but not everyone operates from the same perspective or understanding of the law and our non-commercial status, and you know, then you run into the whole payola plugola thing, and so that has to be very carefully operated. Whatever kind of affiliations people are making in the name of the station or utilizing the station and or their programming for that. So without knowing too much of the details, I would be alarmed if the program director and or general manager did not have a hand in how that was operating. Thanks.
Eric to the stack.
Okay, so Eric, go ahead.
Yes, I think I may have mentioned before, and I've mentioned it a couple of times at PFW meetings. I'm not sure if this is inappropriate to bring it up, but we had worked something out with PFW when Summer Reese was here. And also, Michelle Price was involved in the discussions, along with the chair of our LSB. But what I'm able to discern from what took place with the change of administrators, or to skip to the chase, make a long story short, Michelle Price is no longer IGM at PFW, and obviously Summer Reese is no longer here. So there's been a policy shift. I mean, because we actually had something worked out for PFW, and now things have changed substantially under a new interim program director. So the situation seems fluid where we are, although we did have approval between the LSB chair, the IED, and the IGM at PFW. So the initial model was that it would be involving, that it could involve mom and pop, small businesses, and then I guess with controversy with that, that was pulled off the table and we decided it would just be nonprofits. But even now at this juncture, everything's been yanked off the table and we've been told it would be in the development stage. But that's just basically an FYI. We did have approval for it, and now it's almost non-existent. It's just a dormant situation at PFW.
Time, 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you very much, Nancy. Yeah.
Three. I thought I'd recommended 15, but I would like to recommend an extension of 10 minutes, only because I think a 5-minute extension doesn't accomplish anything.
Point of information. In as much as we're having merely 15 minutes, where are we going with this? I mean, it was just we're going to chat for 15 minutes, or is there a plan of action or a call to action?
Yeah, are there any motions?
Well, people may want to bring motions, but I don't think we can do anything until we agree on the time that we have.
Well, the situation seems to demand additional discussion. I don't think it's fair to our process just to say we spent 10 or 15 minutes and then move on to something else.
Benito to the stack.
Benito, yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I would think that we're not just talking about this to talk about it. We need to develop some kind of, the PMB needs to develop some kind of policy around programming to give some kind of guidance to the various stations. So I would, and that was the intent with which I put this issue on the agenda. However, I personally don't have any information. I was hoping that we could start up this discussion, see what the thinking is around the foundation at the various stations and what's going on at the various stations, since we knew that something was taking place in Houston, and that we may want to utilize in some way or go in a different direction, but we just need to gather some information so we can then try to develop some kind of policy. I don't know that that we're ready to put forth some kind of concrete proposal.
Okay, so we're trying to just amend the agenda to add at least 10 more minutes. I think that was the motion that Serene put forward. Is there any objection to that? If there's not, let's continue for another 10 minutes. Can you turn the clock back on?
Well, for me, this is Eric. I'd like to put a motion on the floor if I can.
And Jim, to the stack, please.
Okay, so Eric.
I'll yield to Jim.
Oh, thank you, Eric. I was just going to follow up on what Benita was saying. I thought that at our last meeting, we had asked George to share with us the information regarding underwriting at the station in Texas, and he said that he would, but I don't remember seeing any of it. I think someone may have asked that question earlier. Did anyone receive any of that information at all about how their contracts were laid out and so forth? Am I mistaken?
Nancy?
Yeah.
We did not receive anything from George about how the contracts are done, and I would be very surprised if the manager shared that with George, because we have been, and the board has been asking how and where on the budget line is, and where and which companies, and the manager is not telling us everything, so we have to guess at it. I mean, this is just my opinion. I'm guessing at when I hear, and it's mostly nonprofits, and he has said, the manager has said, that it's like $200 a mention. I sometimes don't know if it's just announcing calendar events of the museum, or this event or that event, or we're going to be paid something for it, and we don't. That's why I said at the last meeting, we have to be very careful. If you do that, you need to have some transparency there. I don't like this. I'd rather go for membership. I don't like this. Is sticky stuff. And he did say to the PNB when they came to Houston in last year, I can't remember, that it was 120 a mention, and that was the first time the board members had a chance to hear that from the manager. And then the last time he mentioned it, he said $200 a mention. So there's no. So if you're going to do this, you better have a really good plan and have it, you know, written out. And I don't necessarily like this. It's not easy. And the other thing I wanted to say, that we do have one show that. It's a corporation. They come on and they do a show, and they have their own staff that are paid by their nonprofit. They do a show about children, and on the website, just organization is backed by a lot of oil companies, which I don't have a big complaint about it, but it's promoting private schools, and they tell nice facts about the status of children, how many homeless children is in Houston, et cetera, and things like this that you, it's good to know, but it's not, when schools are closing, this show says nothing, and just promoting privatization, anyway, this show has their own staff. They come in, their own executive producer. They're all paid by their company, and I don't like it, but anyway, that may be what you call underwriting. And then we have every Thursday on our local news a woman who has an immunization company, and she's being asked questions by our programmers why people are afraid of vaccines, and why do you think they're afraid of autism being. And then this woman she's not a doctor or epidemiologist or whatever. She's just CEO of this immunization company. And then, so y'all be careful when you start to do underwriting, and you don't have, we don't really have a lot of authority about the programming and managers. Anyways, we don't have enough oversight over management and programming. That's what, and bad things happen. And I'm talking too long. I'm finished.
Okay, Eric to the stack, if I might.
Hey, I just finished my, my point, Eric. Is it okay?
Yes, go ahead.
The point that I was making, I think it was up on what Benita was saying in terms of what we need. We have to determine exactly what we need as a committee and make sure that the PNB back us in that. In other words, some firm policy ought to be set in this regard, and it has to be something that is ironclad, that it does not give carte blanche freedom to people to run away with. It's very, I agree with Nancy, it's very, very dangerous, and it has to be monitored and set up properly. Otherwise, you know, we could get nailed to the cross. That's all. I'm sorry. That's it.
Okay, Eric?
I'd like to put a motion on the floor that would work, or in the same manner as a Spanish language. The bottom line, I will move that we set up a task force to deal with this, with the issue of underwriting, come up with policies, recommendations, the pros and cons, and report back to the report back to this committee. But I move that we set up a task force to look into this and to make recommendations.
Okay, so there's a motion to make a task force to create policy around underwriting.
Yes, to who, what, where, and examine the issues to resolve, or to take a firm, in-depth look at it and report back to the committee.
Okay, so does anybody know about the rules around creating task forces for Pacifica? Is this just a volunteer?
Yeah, it's just a volunteer thing. It's unofficial. You know, folks can do their work by email or by teleconference. Task forces do not, my understanding is that the techs generally do not stream the meetings of task forces except for the affiliates task force, which was sort of grandfathered in because they used to be a committee. This is unofficial. Who's streaming? They can jump in and correct me. But that the Spanish language task force was also made an exception because of the great degree of interest and the generosity of someone who Otis who streams it. So it's not a problem. I just so that's an answer to your question. Then I'd like to get on the stack to respond to Eric.
Yeah, Lawrence to the stack also, please.
Okay, so let's just review the stack. So Serene and Lawrence. And, okay, so I think, yeah, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thanks. So the committee membership is in a state of flux right now. So I know that three LSBs are going to be meeting on what is that, the 10th or the 11th, whatever, he, W, and I all meet on the same day. So I don't know whether membership will change or whether people will continue, but it's something to keep in mind if we set up a task force right now. I would also ask that we actually try to find out what the latest is on underwriting at the affiliate stations. And maybe Benito or Jim or Lawrence would also have the information that the affiliates coordinator had sent to us last February when we were in D.C. and discussing. Was that D.C.? God, yes, I think so. D.C. and discussing this. I don't think there was anything there that was confidential. It was actually done in public, and some of it is on the stream. I can dig it out and tell you where to find it. To see what we already have and what, you know, the sense of the board was the last time this was discussed as a starting point for any task force or anything that's going to be working on it.
Okay. 1 minute left. Okay, Lawrence, please.
Yes, thank you. So I think it's quite premature to impanel a task force at this time. One of the reasons is because of what Screen just said, that there's still a lot of stations that have not made any elections to this committee. And also because this is something that's very sensitive, and to just have a brief conversation and say, okay, this form of task force, it concerns me, and is something I wouldn't support for the following reasons. One of the reasons is that a lot of the LSPs have not, three of them have not sent anybody to this committee. And then two, I don't think enough discussion has taken place within this committee to inform the task force as to, you know, what are some of the things to look at. So I will not support this motion.
Okay. Okay, so are there any other speakers on this motion?
Benito.
Benito, please. Go ahead.
You know, I was about to support Eric's motion until I heard Lawrence just a second ago. And he made me, what Lawrence said made me think that if we empower a task force, it sort of presumes that, and I'm reminded by certain things that happened at the PMB last year, 2013, where something gets impaneled and all of a sudden it's on a rocket ship to the moon. And when that's not what we had agreed to. And so it makes me wary of empowering a task force before the committee has had a chance to have at least enough discussion to decide whether that's something that we would like to pursue. So I think maybe, you know, I heard what Nancy said a few minutes ago, and it does not at all surprise me in terms of getting information out of the GM. But it would seem to me that we should try to get George, or maybe Nancy can send a reminder to George that we need that information. And see where things are at KPFT in order to lay the groundwork for some further discussion.
Time was 2 minutes ago, I'm sorry. And I'll volunteer to try to find out the rules that the former, I was not on the board when this happened, what they set up for this kind of underwriting thing.
Yeah, but Nancy, George already agreed to do that.
Yeah, I will remind you.
What we need is for you as secretary, well, first of all, I'm out of order, but may I proceed?
Yeah, go ahead.
A clarification, what I'm basically suggesting is that Nancy sent a reminder to George that we need that information. So hopefully if he can send it to us before the next meeting and we can have read it, then we can discuss it further, and that might form the basis. So I don't know, something we might or might not want to do.
Okay, so is that a motion or is that a suggestion or what is that?
Well, okay, so Benito, substitute. I move that the programming committee secretary send a reminder to George that he agreed to provide us or try to get us the information as to it was two things actually. It was the resolution that the LSB passed. Number two, the procedure and the requirements that were set up for deciding, you know, who you're going to, which kind of companies or nonprofits you would accept. And three, how much money is being made up to now?
Okay. I want to point something out is that Serene had also earlier said it would be good to get some information about what the Pacifica National Board previously decided at the December 2013 meeting. I don't know when it was, but can that be rolled in?
And yeah, it'd be fine with me.
Is there somebody that can get this information? Serene, can you get this information for the group?
No, I would ask Benito Lawrence and Jim would also have access. I don't have access to it.
Lawrence, I got to think about that.
Lawrence to the stack, please.
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
I believe that Ursula sent us a PowerPoint. So I would have to go back into my email and see if I could find that PowerPoint. And would that help the committee as well?
Yes.
Well, that's probably even better.
All right, so I'll look for that, and hopefully before the next committee meeting, I'll have it. I have to go back to 2014, so bear with me.
Okay.
Is that a motion to table?
No, it's just a substitute motion.
No, not yours. The gentleman who just spoke.
Lawrence?
Is that a substitute motion you're making? I'm sorry, not a substitute, but a motion to table.
I think that might be in order. That's okay with the committee.
Okay, so you're calling for tabling Eric's motion. Is that what you're saying? Or tabling all motions?
No, just Eric's motion, and I'll just add on the PowerPoint to Benito's motion.
So if mine is tabled, if the original motion is tabled, does that not affect the substitute motion?
Don't you vote on the substitutes first?
Yes, you vote on the substitute first, and if the substitute passes, then the other motion is mute.
Okay, but the motion to table, does that preclude everything?
No, just your motion.
Okay.
Yes, the motion to create the task force. That's all.
Okay. I'm accepting this on face value because I'm not that expert on Robert's rules. So,
point of information, are we going to vote on the substitute motion right now then?
Three, yes.
If there's no objection, we don't need to vote. I mean, okay. The chair will ask us if there's an objection.
To table?
to anything, to table yours, to approve the other, to approve the amendment to the other, whatever. We only need to actually do a voice vote if there's an objection to the action that's being proposed.
To the substitute motion.
To anything. If there's an objection to tabling yours, then we would need to take a vote. If there's an objection to Benito's, then we would need to vote. If there's an objection to Lawrence's amendment, then we would need to vote.
I'm going to object to the okay, I don't think it.
Substitute?
No, I'm thinking a vote against the motion to table is out of order. Is that correct?
Okay.
I'm going to object to
you can object to it. It's not out of order. It's not debatable, but it's not out of order.
I'm going to support the original motion.
Can I call the question?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking, but what are we calling the question on?
Can I call the question in committee, gentlemen? May I propose a way forward?
Sure.
Okay.
So there is a motion. There's a if Benito's is a substitute of Eric's, then there's no need to table Eric's, because when Benito's wins, it replaces Eric's and Eric's goes away without being tabled. He can always bring the same motion, you know, in two meetings when we have information and we want people to dig into or whatever the case is. So is it a substitute?
That's what I was proposing.
Okay, then we would have to vote first on Lawrence's amendment to Benito's substitute, and then on Benito's substitute as amended.
So there's a friendly amendment to the vote, to the substitute motion, is that correct?
Doesn't matter, there's no such thing as a friendly amendment, although we would always want to be friendly when possible.
I accept Lawrence's idea as a friendly amendment.
Okay,
is that
so
cool, Lawrence?
Absolutely, that's fine. Okay, so
okay, but Benito, if you don't mind, can you restate
just for formality? Okay, yeah. So for formality, let's just go through one after another, because Serene was saying that there really isn't friendly amendments in this context. That once these proposals are put forth, they're the property of the group, and so then the group decides what it wants. So I would suggest that we just have Lawrence restate his motion and then see if there's objections, and then proceed with Benito's, and then, you know, if necessary, proceed with Eric's.
A point of information, if Benito has a substitute motion there, that Lawrence's action doesn't preempt the substitute motion.
You always vote on the last thing first.
Okay.
Okay, so Lawrence, can you just restate your motion?
Sure,
yeah, please.
Okay, so I'd like to move to table Mr. Eric's motion to create a task force and to include in my motion submitting the PowerPoint that the Phillies director submitted to us at the D.C. in-person meeting.
I have a point of order. Those are two different actions, so we need to separate those.
Serene, could you have some advice on this?
Yeah, in fact, I was going to say that they're separate.
Okay.
We can just suspend Robert's rules and just get this done.
Okay, so
that's the best thing I've heard all night.
What I would like to suggest to the member, to Lawrence, that we simply withdraw the motion to table, deal with your amendment in terms of sending in the stuff that we had gotten from Ursula last year, and just because Lawrence said he would do it doesn't mean that you, Jim, or Benito cannot also jump in and do it, if you have time to look for it. Deal with Lawrence's amendment, Yulud Benito's, which is a substitute. If the substitute passes, then the original motion goes away anyway. So we don't have to waste time tabling it. If the substitute fails, then the motion is there, and you can then move to table if you want to. So Lawrence's thing, then Benito's thing, then we'll see.
All right, so I'd like to move to withdraw the motion to table, and then I'd like to have the floor to make an amendment to Benito's motion.
Yes, and go ahead and make that amendment.
So my amendment to Benito's motion is to simply add the affiliate director's PowerPoint presentation that she did to the PMB at the Washington, D.C. in-person meeting to Benito's motion.
Okay. Are there any objections to Lawrence's motion to get the PowerPoint from Ursula Rudenberg?
No, to seek it in our emails. We don't have to tax her to do anything. She has a lot already on her plate.
Oh, okay. Okay, to look for it. Okay.
It's Eric to the stack.
Okay, so is that an objection, Eric, or is that...
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like...
If it is, that's fine.
No, I'm saying we're going to vote to seek something. That's like saying, let's go into a holding pattern. I mean...
Well, let me... I'm sorry. Can I have the floor?
Yeah, Lawrence.
So let me just assure the member, I have the PowerPoint. I'll get it, and I'll forward it to the committee. Does that make the member more comfortable?
Okay, so I think it sounds like that there's no objection to that. So
okay, can someone restate what we're doing? Restate the motion, then. Or restate the act, whatever.
The PMB was at the last meeting, I think on Saturday night, at the last February in-person meeting in D.C. on the Saturday night, Ursula did a presentation on a proposal involving underwriting and the affiliates, because she had been approached by some affiliate stations. I mentioned it earlier when we spoke. One of the three people, either Benito, Lawrence, or Jim, but certainly Lawrence has said that he will look into his email, find it, and forward it to the group so we can see what has already been discussed about underwriting. It's just more information to make our recommendations, whatever they turn out to be, if any, more useful to in terms of getting something done or deciding not to do something. So all he's saying is he's going to send us the PowerPoint.
Okay. Is there any objection to Lawrence sending us the PowerPoint? Hearing none, let's move on to Benito's proposal. Benito, will you restate your proposal?
Yeah. That Nancy send George a reminder to get us the information he suggested, which is, with regard to KPFT, the motion or the resolution approved by the LSB, one. Number two, the procedure being utilized and the requirements of prospective funders. And three, how much money is being made up to now?
Okay. So there's three points to this resolution that Benito has made. Is there any objection to it? Hearing no objection, it's passed. So we've got these two things. So this substitute motion passes and replaces Eric's motion. And
we just have to re-vote on the amended substitute.
Okay, so...
It's a ditto vote.
Okay, so it's an actual vote or it's an objection vote?
Just ask the question again. We just have to deal with it twice.
Okay, so... Is there any objection to the Lawrence's motion to provide us with the PowerPoint?
No, I'm sorry. To Benito's motion as amended by Lawrence's.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to Benito's motion as amended by Lawrence's?
I just have a point of information.
Yes.
In as much as Benito's motion has three separate components, no, I'll leave it alone. It occurs to me if one of the components somehow fails that the entire motion is jeopardized. But I'll leave that alone. We can just go ahead and.
Now, if I can interject.
Sure.
Go ahead.
John, is that okay?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, George suggested those points, those three categories.
Okay.
So all I'm repeating. I'm just repeating what George told us he was going to do. That's it.
Okay, that's fine.
A point of information, Nancy?
Yes.
Yes. Just to make sure I get the wording right, Benito, can you send it to me maybe later on when you have access?
Sure.
Or,
yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. I don't want to hold up the meeting, but that's all. I just want to make sure. Okay. That's all.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Jim Brown.
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, I said that I would have to leave the meeting early. As it's 10 o'clock my time now, and I have to. I just like to be excused, and I'll get the information from Eric. Eric and Ito.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Jim, you cannot be excused, Jim.
Oh, man, please.
All right, Jim, take care.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Take care, Jim.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so
you guys.
I have no objection to the amendment of the amended. So, last call on that. Okay, if there's not an objection, then it passes. Okay, so.
See, that's what I'm saying, is that I think it's a question of the router. You know, the strength of the router, the signal.
Benito, you got to mute your phone. We can hear you.
No, I thought he was speaking to us.
All right. Sorry about that, folks.
Okay.
Oh, the wave stopped. Oops, sorry.
So right now it's 10 o'clock. We've spent about 40 minutes on this. So the other items remaining are the next one is the in-person, the live broadcast of the in-person PNB meeting. Nancy, do you want to speak to that? We have 10 minutes for that on the agenda.
Yeah. Can this be maybe delayed? I'll just spend around 5 minutes on it. I want to give more time to this national programming. I don't know how this was done before. I just remember in 2010 when I went to see the PNB in-person conference in Houston. I think it was in Pasadena, Texas. And when I got back to the station, people were saying they heard the public comment. And I said, where did you hear it? And they said, on the air. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. And then I thought, this last D.C. conference, it's very good for us to know. And but when I talked to programmers, some of them did not like that. So I just want to hear from other people who knows how this works. Is it difficult? I think we need more input to the public, the listeners, what we're doing, and then I think what we on whoever is on the air will it's good pressure. I'm finished.
Okay, is there anybody who'd like to speak to this?
Benito, just have a question first of all.
Benito.
So let me be clear, Nancy. Are you proposing that we stream the public comment parts of the meeting or the entire public sessions.
That's what I don't know. I would like, I think, some kind of, like C-SPAN, you know, sort of like that, where you see the government's working. But I really don't have any, I've never been on PMB. I want to hear you, your answers, your comments. And I don't want to spend too long because I want to get to the next one.
Okay. So, Benito, do you want to answer
that?
Yeah,
I have an opinion. Just off the top of my head.
Go ahead.
Should I go ahead?
Yes.
Well, I like the idea of streaming the public comment or community comment parts of the meeting. And that would only be 1 hour per day. You know, I'll assume, of course, the programmers are not going to like it because somebody going to get hit. You know, so, like, why should I, you know what I mean? I got a show. It might be my show that gets preempted. So, but I don't think that we can go with that. If it's a good idea, it's a good idea. And I think the public should hear what goes on at these PMB meetings. And as it is now, yeah, they stream that stuff for whatever it's worth, but where can you hear it?
On the radio.
Yes, you know, yes.
Unless you are someone who is in tune with the inner working of the PMB, then you probably wouldn't know where to look and wouldn't think of looking. You know, so I think that to provide the community comment part would be a real good idea. And I would limit it to that, however, unless maybe some real short synopsis per day of what went on that particular day, but no more than a half hour, because I would think that most folks ain't going to want to give up their regular programming for some all-day PMB meeting.
Okay, are there any other comments on this proposal?
Serene? So, you know, our bylaws, our wonderful bylaws, actually call for broadcasting or webcasting meetings. And back in the day, in 2000, when did we get it back? 2002 or so. And I think just before that, anyway, my timing is off. It's been a decade or more. Not everything is pinpointed. But we used to carry these meetings on the air, at least in New York. And it may be worthwhile to air it in addition to the web stream. We need to make better efforts to make sure that everyone in the network knows that the meeting, the full meeting, except for executive portions, are web streamed. But I would not object to there being some kind of arrangement to broadcast portions of the meeting, at least in the area where, at least in the signal area where the meeting is being held, so that even the casual listener who does not, you know, have a strong governance inclination would know that this opportunity to meet with the board and hear the board and watch the board is available. I mean, I would use as a caution the fact that, you know, we have a great number of actors on the board, whether or not that is their declared profession. So it may not be as constructive a use of time as it could be, but it's something to discuss. I'm not opposed to the idea, but I wouldn't be interested in having us broadcast the full meeting. I think there's way too much time that's already wasted without wasting airtime on that.
Are there other comments? I wouldn't mind making a comment about this. I could see doing public comment, because that is the time that the public gets to to speak, it might in and of itself generate more interest on the web stream, because then that could be announced over the air, where people could listen to the rest of the meeting and, you know when, you know, various station reports are, et cetera. But I wouldn't want it to be beyond the public comment periods, because I think for the same reasons that Serene listed. So, at this point, is there any more comment on this? Nancy, did you have a resolution, or did you want to take this under consideration?
Let's air it to the stack.
Well, as far as public comment being made in the areas of which the live in-person conference is taking place, I readily agree, but I think it also should be at the other stations, too. I would be interested in what New York or California or Washington is saying, in fact, very much so. It would connect us as a network. That's what I think we really need more, is connecting, and so that's why maybe I was thinking that way. So as far as a motion or a resolution to recommend we think about this more, or well, somebody help me here, for at least public comment of the in-person conference. Nobody wants to do it all five stations, right? Live?
Well, I mean, here's, may I speak?
Okay, what? Eric was also on the stack, I think. So, I'll do Eric first, and then Serene.
Eric will yield.
No, it's fine. Go ahead, Eric.
I hate to mention medical issues on the air. I've got memory problems, and I literally don't remember what I was going to say, but please go ahead.
Oh, I've got the same thing.
And that's fine.
Really, we all got the same thing.
We're all there. Okay. So the thing is that the coordinating committee, which is a committee of the national board, consisting of the officers of the foundation, the officers of the board, and the two members from each two national board members are working on planning the meeting, which is why I was saying we were looking at possibly the middle of May or the end, the middle of May or the end of May for the in-person meeting. It would be good if they know, as we begin to build the agenda, which should be coming up shortly. In fact, I think we meet on Monday, that this is being proposed. So I will send an email saying that it's being discussed. Part of the problem is that regardless of how well organized you are with an agenda coming in, there has to be a commitment to stick to the agenda, and it's impossible to predict everything that could come up that might, you know, pull you in a different direction, because if you're asking stations to commit airtime, you would rather not tell someone who has a three-hour program, well, somewhere in there we're going to need an hour. You know, you'd rather be able to say to them, hey, okay, we're going to need 6 to 7 or whatever the case is. So it does require some coordination. If we're serious about wanting to propose this, the sooner we can hammer out a proposal, a concrete proposal, the better.
Okay. Eric, did you recall what you were going to say?
Eric?
I guess he's away from the phone or something, or on mute.
Okay. Nancy,
so are you wanting a vote on this right now, Nancy?
Well, I just want to make a... Okay, well, let me try. I don't know whether... how should I word it as simply possible? I move that we recommend to stream live the PNB in-person... Oh, I'm hearing echoes. In-person conference. public comment on all five stations. okay. possible. Yeah, okay. Well, I better just leave it that, like that.
Okay. So is there any objection to this?
I have a... Benito.
Benito, go ahead.
Not an objection. I have a friendly amendment.
Speak. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
That we... That along with the public comment portions, that we do a 1.5-hour daily summary.
You're gone.
Hello, Benito?
I think he was... Okay, so you wanted a
half-hour
daily summary?
Yes.
That was...
A 1.5-hour daily summary for those 4 days. It would be, well, it'd be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I guess. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
No, I won't object.
Okay, Serene, do you want to state your objection?
I want to state a caution and an objection. I'm very leery of the board actually claiming airtime. I don't know who on earth we would find who we would think is sufficiently, when I say we, meaning the full board, would think is sufficiently impartial to do such a summary. I would...
That's a good point.
I think airing, you know, the listener comments, the public comment portions live each day is good. And I want to make a different amendment.